Hi, I'm Erica Ramirez, founder of Illy and host of What About Your Friends, a podcast dedicated to the many lives of friendship and how it's portrayed in pop culture. Every Wednesday on the Ringer Dish feed, I talk to my best friend, Stephen Othello, and your favorites from within the Ringer and beyond about friendships on TV, in movies, pop culture, and our real lives. So join me every Wednesday on the Ringer Dish feed, where we try to answer the question TLC asked back in the day, what about your friends?
This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. Party. I'm Juliette Littman. I am here with Callie Curry to talk about Love Island UK season 3, episodes 39, 40, and 42. Callie, what an emotional roller coaster for me. How are you today?
I'm great. I feel like these episodes focused a lot on them.
Them being Chris and Liv?
I was thinking Chris and Liv, yeah. So that meant that I was thinking about you a lot while watching.
It was honestly...
But I have to ask.
Okay.
Do you think they should be together?
For the rest of the time?
I mean, they might be married, so...
They cannot be married. There's just no way. I want to talk about Kem and Chris's vision of parenting, which just was so fucking funny. But should they be together? In the villa, yes. Outside of the villa, no. I mean, Liv has a lot of work to do. And Chris has growing up to do, but Liv has a lot of self-work to do. I mean, she seems aware of it and she's working on it. I give her a lot of praise for that. But girl's got issues. She like can't.
Yeah.
She, it's really the sweetest thing she said in her 10 things. It's really 9 things she liked about Chris was that like he makes her want to be nicer and like she feels herself becoming softer because of him. Like that was really sweet. And that is like the type of person, that's like what she needs.
You want to be with.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like she does need that, and that's great that he does that for her, but she needs to be able to get there on her own and not because of a man. So yeah. I think Liv has a lot of work to do. Mm-hmm. I'd love to know if she is, in fact, chetty. Didn't even occur to me that she might be rich. I'd love to learn about that. But yeah, but it was so sweet. When he was so happy when she said the 10 things.
If you were a guy.
Okay.
Her saying she wants to be rich, would that be a turn on or turn off?
If I'm a guy?
Yeah, like a suitor.
I don't know, Callie.
That's her number one goal in life.
I think because she jokes around a lot, it would be okay. But overall, I would say that is a turn off.
Do you want to know if she's rich or not now?
Yes, I do.
She's very rich.
Oh, really? How?
Mm-hmm. I can't tell you, but she's rich.
Oh, interesting. I like the term chetty, like as in she's got cheddar, I assume.
Yeah.
That was funny. Huh. Interesting. That also explains a lot to me about her trust issues.
Her being wanting to be rich?
Well, no, the fact that she already is rich. Oh, so she became rich after the show, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Did she marry someone rich?
She could have married someone rich. She could have done some OnlyFans work.
Who knows? My God. Wait, in 1 week, I can know everything. I can't wait. I think I'm going to do, I'll have to like set up like a webcam. Did you ever watch One Tree Hill? Remember how Peyton used to like record herself? Yeah. I'm going to do that as I Google everyone.
So we can see your reactions. Well, yeah. Just so that everyone knows, Juliet has already started that endeavor. She took a picture of herself while watching Liv and Chris last night. She's preparing. She's practicing.
I'm just capture all the media. I was just so happy. I'm just such a loser, though. Like, I love rom-coms. And Chris and Liv are, like, the rom-com couple that really shouldn't be together, but, like, has so many ups and downs that when they hit, like, their ultimate apex, when they hit their apex mountain as a couple, it's, like, so sweet. But, like, I know it's not realistic, but I fucking love this show. And Jaden and I were talking about it before. We've watched 42 episodes so far. We've got 9 more to go. Mm-hmm. And like, it's just like having friends. Like, it's just, it's like having a friend group.
You feel like they're your friends?
I feel like there's a friend group always available to me to like hang, to like sort of be on the outskirts of. And yeah, I have relationship with the show.
I missed that conversation because my life is hectic. And I want to know, because Jade originally was like, this is a lot to watch. Like, I feel like I'm watching a lot. Is she now like, I want more?
I don't know if Jade wants more, but she likes the show and she has enjoyed this month of Love Island. So,
yeah.
It's been fun. I'm preparing myself for the end of the season, like having to move on from these people and also having to accept the fact that they've all changed over the last 6 years and they're not like
they've all
stuck
changed,
in Amber.
Also, they're just like not available to us anymore. I think that's the worst part. Like me looking up all their Instagrams was me being like, I want to know what's happening now. Like that would be actually really cool if they ever did
reunion.
That. If they did, yeah. Like 10 years later.
That would be really cool. I mean, it's 6 years ago.
But they have to stay in the villa for like 2 weeks or something together.
Yeah, it's like how they started doing the Real World Homecoming thing.
But I'm trying to think. She has kids, she has kids, she has kids.
Oh my God. A lot of kids over the last 6 years. Also, all these people are really young, so sheesh.
That is true. Yeah, wow. I know. Two of them have more than one that I can think of.
At this point,
yeah,
I have no idea who wins, and I have no idea who's married. I just like, I don't know. If I were a voter, my heart says Liv and Chris, my head says Gabby and Marcel. Mostly because Marcel's so wonderful.
Everyone loves them. Yeah.
And yeah. And Gabby seems like a good friend. And yeah, they just seem like the obvious
choice. People seem to like both of them separately.
Yeah. Yes.
And then people like Marcel so much.
Yeah.
That he was just going to win anyways. And by the way, that has happened in a few seasons, which I won't tell you because we might continue this
journey
of watching Love Island. But there's a few seasons where the couple that wins, like, aren't even really a couple, but people just love one of the people so much.
It makes sense. I also was just thinking, as you were saying this, like people love Marcel so much. This is such a different portrayal of masculinity than on The Bachelor and on a lot of American shows, which is like really interesting and refreshing, but it's a very stark comparison.
It's not only just a different portrayal, but then we also know that like he's the favorite guy. So not only is he portraying something different than what we see, but then we're also seeing that everyone in the UK loves it.
Yeah. And
like, I don't know. In the US, would Marcel be the favorite? I don't know.
I think he wouldn't get any screen time. I think people would just be like, he's boring. And instead of like Ian Sterling sort of glorifying him.
Yeah.
Like the narrator of the show has made Marcel like
in the US, Mike would be like the favorite.
Absolutely. Mike, the whole show would be Mike. And like, yeah. We'll come back to him in a second, the specifics. But, you know, it's just a really different type of approach. And it makes me like really like all these guys a lot more. And I'm just like, are American guys like this? Like, I don't even know. It's not shown on TV.
No, we talked about it earlier. Like, they, at least on this show, and not even just this season, but like all the seasons I've watched, I haven't watched one and two. for the most part, like, it seems like in their culture, there's just like way less homophobia.
Yeah.
Which I think leads to them not needing to be overly masculine and like to prove that they're, you know what I mean?
Yeah. They also, these guys seem much, much more focused on the women's happiness and not in a way that like reflects them or reflects like their own happiness, but like actually like what are they doing to make these birds happy?
Well, for example,
both sexually and not.
A huge, like polar opposites of what happens. In the United States, we have a ton of relationships like Tom and Schwartz.
Yes.
Where the guy can do whatever. His friend is always going to be like, okay, whatever you want. I'm going to help you. I'm going to cover up for you. It's not that big of a deal. Do what makes you happy. Here, if a guy was to cheat, the other guys are telling the girl.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we saw that happen with like Jess. We've seen everyone be like, say Chris and Liv, like you guys probably shouldn't be together. Like,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
Kem's thing is like, Chris, I'm always going to be honest with you. And, yeah. And even with this batch of episodes, Sam going to Montana and being like, here's what Liv said. And then that wasn't taken. And that was when Liv was like, she would go to the hideaway if it was like only for sex with Mike. That wasn't taken as like, wow, Liv's a bitch and like cheating on Chris. It was more
or
like
she's a hoe. It's like, or, she's yeah. going to hurt Chris's feelings.
Yeah. It's like, she's going to hurt Chris's feelings because hurt people hurt people. It was like so much more focused on the fact that like Chris and Liv can't communicate rather than like, she's yeah. a slut or whatever. And
Montana went to Chris to be like, you need to tell her that you care about her and you like her so that she knows that. Cause that's not really what she wants. She wants yeah. you. Like,
yeah,
she didn't even, like, Liv would have no reason to even be mad at Montana for how she told Chris.
Oh, absolutely not. She did her a favor.
It's kind of, yeah, I know.
And now it's, like, but, the opposite of, as you're so right, it's the opposite of what would happen on Vanderpump Rules. Like, Lala yeah. would be like, this bitch, like, what a yeah. hoe. And
she would 100%.
Like, 100%. It's weirdly, like,
it seems like they're
it's a kinder show.
Yeah, their emotional intelligence just seems much higher.
It's so, and it's like so confusing. It's just like, wait, what's this? What's happening here?
Which, by the way, I wouldn't even say that I think overall they're smarter. I think that we're yeah. at the same like intelligence level.
Sure.
But their emotional intelligence seems much better.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the reasons why last time I was saying like, oh, I don't want them to get famous. It's just because like all these people seem like good. Like, I hate Johnny. I'm glad he's gone. And I think Muggy Mike has had a weird turn in the villa, but like everyone just seems kind of like things are good and like just chilling. So I don't know. What do you think is happening between Mike and Tyla? Like, what's going on here with Tyla? Is she really into him? Is she trying to win? Like, what's the deal?
Tyla's confusing because
I have no idea who she is. Like, I don't know. I couldn't tell you like what she's actually interested in.
She was so appalled with Theo. For pulling her in the pool and saying that, which, by the way, I love how Theo was talking to Marcel and was like, yeah, I probably fucked it all up. I just Theo's trying to so stay funny. In the villa.
Theo is perfect for the challenge. I know why he's been on it a few times. Like, this is, like, real challenge behavior of, like, trying really to, like, is. Gameplay, making mistakes, just, like, also, having like, fights.
Most people, when they do dumb shit like this, like, pretend they never said it. They'll be like, I didn't say that. Like, there's no proof that Theo said this in the pool. And then Tyler's like, you said that. And he's like, yeah, I did. I know. I'm like, why don't you just lie and say you didn't say it?
Because that's not who they are.
I know. But it's just, yeah, Theo's funny. But no, she was so appalled with what Theo said about trying to win. So I was like, is she trying to like make it a point that she's not trying to win? And then Montana being like, yeah, you were breaking down 2 days ago about Johnny, and now you're making out with Mike? Like, it's just weird.
Yeah. And P.S., this episode is, I think this is like must have stuck in your head and why you kept referencing all the sex on this show earlier in the season. It was very frisky in the villa. Everyone was very loved up. Even Camilla kept pulling the blanket over her face.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
I'm wondering though, have Marcella and Gabby haven't had sex, huh?
Not that we know of.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if it's because, Like, she seems like she's aware of reputation. That's what it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah. She seems aware of a lot of things, like sort of her reluctance to say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And her, yeah. And her sort of, she, and she, you know, she's kind of similar to Liv in some ways, I think, like, but just a very different temperament. But I think she similarly has some hesitations about, like, trusting guys and whatever. And that kind of came through with her insecurities earlier and whatnot. I don't know. I just think there's something going on with Gabby. I'm starting to be like, are they married? Is that possible? But I don't think so.
Why don't you think so?
Because she went on the challenge. And I told you what I think of people who go on the challenge. They're not married.
What's his name go on the challenge and he's married?
CT?
No. Well, yeah, CT, but not CT. It's divorce. Obviously, that relationship's complicated. No, the guy, he's tan, he's tall, he has a kid, two kids, I think.
Kyle?
No. Kyle? No. He's like...
Are we talking about an American or a Brit here?
American. Oh my God, this is going to kill me. Johnny. What's his name? Ryan?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Tom.
You're just saying names. Tom, John.
Oh my gosh.
But so from this cast, Georgia, Gabby, and Theo go on the challenge. And yeah,
I don't know. Does any other Love Islanders go on? I'm trying to think.
I think from other seasons, yes, but I don't remember off the top of my head. But Gabby and Marcel, could they be married? I mean, I think he could. I could see him being married to her. I don't know. I don't know about vice versa. I can't wait to find out. I've only got a week to go.
So you think he likes her more than she likes him?
Yeah. I think she maybe likes him as much, but she's like more afraid of the relationship and he's just ready to jump in. So we'll see. In general, do you feel like Mike was playing Liv? I don't feel like he kept saying he was going to do that, but I don't really feel like it actually happened.
No, I don't think that he played her, but Tony is his name.
Oh, well, Tony doesn't count. Come on. Tony is okay. Like...
Well, I'm just saying.
Tony's... First of all, I don't think he's on the show anymore. And also he... Yeah, there's just a lot. Tony is a complicated figure.
Well, I don't think Mike was playing Liv. I think he was just trying to lead her on a little bit, but it kind of like maybe he would have played her if the roles were reversed, if he was able to pick, but she was the one able to pick. So she was able to pick Chris.
Mm-hmm. With one of the worst speeches possible. She really did have to do the like 10 things I like about you because her speech about picking Chris was like,
yeah, it was bad.
It was horrible. If I were Chris, I would have been like, no, thanks. I that's not what I'm looking for here. She was just like, I mean,
everyone thought that she was going to pick Mike based on
the speech. That's why she did it, to trick people, but it wasn't funny. And like, it's the speeches is not the time.
I think you take it very seriously.
Yeah. They put a lot of work.
It has to do with Liv and Chris.
Oh, me?
Yes. I think you're very offended by it because you want them to work. Also, I would have to, well, I'll ask you. If there was Team Liv and Team Chris, you're on Team Chris, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
So which I feel like it's like not fair. Pissed. She's obviously got issues. But like, I don't know. I just love him. He's so great.
Do you think he has issues?
Yeah. I think he seems pretty immature.
And okay, simplistic. Everyone has issues, but okay.
But he seems, I don't know. Nothing's like screaming.
We've talked about how I think he's smart. I think he's smarter than he comes across, but then he didn't know what culinary meant. And that
couldn't say it.
Say it.
He couldn't say the word.
But like nobody knew. I'm sure Camilla and Jamie were like, oh my God, these idiots. But everyone else was like, what is it? Culinary. Culinary.
I mean, it's
like,
a phonetic what? Word. So I don't know why it's so hard for everyone.
Yeah. I was like, this is not a good showing.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right. It's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Thomas's.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. Tis crunchy yet soft. Tis filling yet has a hole. Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's. Huzzah! A toast to breakfast.
One thing I've been meaning to mention, and I keep forgetting, the men's fashion is absolutely appalling. And I feel like Chris is the biggest perpetrator. The skinny jeans and like...
they're like liquid leggings.
It's so awful. His best look yet was when she asked him to be her boyfriend. He was wearing the white hoodie with the black jeans. And I was like, okay, that outfit's not bad. But then I was like, wait, that's what I would wear. That's why I don't mind it.
The jeans are... leggings. They're so tight. I don't ever remember them. I know that we wore skinny jeans, but how skinny they are, I'm like, I don't know if we got that skinny.
I don't remember men getting that skinny either here right. in America. And like, it looks so bad. And then he was wearing Havaiana flip-flops, the black skinny jeans, and
yeah,
his white hoodie.
Flip-flops with jeans aren't for me.
Oh my God. I mean, yeah, like it's for me if I'm like going to the beach for the sunset, but like, I mean, just so bad. So, so bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Doesn't even seem comfortable. And then when they were doing the recoupling in this batch of episodes, the guys were all wearing the exact same thing. These black skinny jeans. Half of them had the rips at the knees, the long.
I feel like they do that a lot, though. Like,
yeah, they do.
There was one night where they were all wearing white skinny jeans. And
what was the deal
with
those white shorts?
Tight.
Everyone had these white shorts this time. They're like swimsuits. I was just like, what's going on?
I mean... now it's different. Now they get gifted so many right. clothes. But I don't know if that was the case then. Doesn't seem like it. It seems like they're all wearing their own clothes. Like, Camilla definitely brought her clothes.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Chris is smart, but he's
honestly.
Yes.
I'm sure they wish that they could shop the Sailing Sunset clothes.
Those women are.
Because they look like they're going on Love Island. Not showing a house.
I think Love Island has ruined a lot of other shows for me. I'm just like, it's just not as good. And it's just so much more contrived.
My gosh.
This is because it's a closed environment. It really works. I mean, that's a big piece of the success of it. Similar to Survivor. And why it's like why there can be longevity to this kind of franchise is because of how they control it like that. But I had something else to say about their fashion. What was it? Oh. The comm. The kitchen operations manager. That was so funny when Chris was like, I'm just, and then everyone followed him. He was like giving directions and everyone just played along.
And when he was like throwing the plates at Marcel, like he was just trying to show that he was doing something. But
and he's so
I'm
deadpan.
Like, do any
with
of these
it.
Guys know how to cook?
Well, Camilla said it was delicious.
People who say, everyone said it was delicious, but people who say they can't cook, I'm like, what do you mean? You
yeah.
can, you just don't want to.
Also, just follow
you can
a recipe.
Crack an egg.
Yeah.
You can stir a pot. I understand, like, if you're like, I don't know how to grill or I don't know how to put, like, if there's like cooking meat or something, like on a pan or if you don't know the exact, you know, timing or temperature, whatever. But like, making rice, you can't do that.
I've plugged this a lot of times, but for those of you who say you can't cook, I felt like I couldn't cook, but I got this cookbook. Year and a half ago. It's called I Dream of Dinner So You Don't Have To by Ali Slagle. She's a New York Times cooking writer as well. It changed my life. I learned a lot of basic skills, learned how to stock my pantry, and now I feel like I'm a confident cook. I can just whip up a dinner for myself. All I need is a few things. So you all can do it, including you, Chris. Get this book, I Dream of Dinner So You Don't Have To.
Is it good food, like good recipes in there?
Yeah. It's also cheap, like cheap recipes. Like you don't need to buy like a million ingredients and like
yeah.
Like expensive fish or whatever. It's really good. I really recommend it.
Does your mom cook?
Yeah, she does.
And you never cooked?
I'm really impatient, like just in general. And I think cooking often takes patience. And also like when I'm hungry, I'm like even more impatient. So it's a bad combination.
I love cooking, But I love cooking because I love cooking and then people telling me how good it is. It's like the best thing in the world.
I agree. Cooking for other people is more fun. But one of the reasons I love this cookbook is it made cooking for myself like easy, attainable, delicious, fun. Yeah. Like it's really good. But yeah, I would say my worst trait if I was in the dunk tank thing would be that I'm impatient, like really, really impatient. So just like wanting things to happen. Some fun challenges, by the way. The heart rate challenge.
Yeah.
Had they done this before? Had you seen that before? Or I guess you don't know.
Yeah.
You didn't watch one and two.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if this is the first year that they've done it. But they do it every season.
Yeah, they turn in season 9, they really turned it up. Question. Do they get music? Like, are the men dancing to music? Okay. Because I was like, so fucking awkward if not.
Yeah. Remember, Kem said, I think he had like Drake on in the background. You could hear it kind of.
It was
in the
a lot of good music, but I wasn't sure if they had like put it in post.
Well, I don't know the music they put over it. I don't know if that's the music they get, but in one of the shots, you could hear Drake playing in the background for Kem.
Mm, right. I thought it was funny that Olivia had her heart rate risen by Kem. Yeah. It's like obviously because she's nervous.
When he was the first one, first of all, this challenge, it's so fun for guys to go. Usually they make the women go, and sometimes they do both, they've done like just women before. I love the guys going and only the guys going. I really like that for this season. I thought it was hilarious that Kem raised like 3 people and everyone was laughing. And he was like, why is that funny? Why does everyone think that's funny? I thought that Theo was hilarious. Like he was literally just like, I have a big dick. I'm going to try to put it as close to your face as possible. I will say in general, other than Marcel, the hips seemed very stiff. Marcel had very loose hips, but I assume that's from his days in the Blazing Squad.
Definitely. I mean, I think he said he basically was like a stripper in the Blazing Squad.
Which I'm shocked that he didn't raise more hearts. And do you think that he was salty that he didn't raise Gab's heart?
Yes, definitely.
He's like, it's okay, I raised Cam's, which by the way, him raising Cam's heart, I'm like, right, because you love him.
Yeah, they're in love. That'd be fun if they were married. I hope Marcel's married, you know? Who wouldn't marry Marcel?
I will say.
Yes?
I think I can say this. Marcel is married. Whether he's married to someone on the show or not, we will find out.
That makes sense. How could that man not be married? He's so great. And also, clearly a relationship guy and just love him. He's perfect. He's obviously... I think if I were a voter, I'd have a really hard time not voting for him.
Don't you think that he probably like should be a relationship guy? If you've had sex with 300 people, it's probably time.
It's time, yeah. You've experienced a lot.
Yeah, like what is he not in a relationship for? He's experienced everything.
I thought the way that Liv was talking about her and Chris's first time was like very realistic. I liked it.
She was like, you know, it was fine.
I know to teach him now.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, is he not good? And she was like, well, you know, he had to be gentle. I've been a virgin. I'm like, you haven't had sex in 4 weeks. Let's relax. You're not a virgin.
No, she said, like, I'm not a virgin. She said she's been a nun, I think.
Nun. Yeah. She's been a nun. And his thing is huge. So he had to be gentle.
There's so much.
Great.
So it was funny. I liked it. It was also like.
We talked about that. We weren't sure if they'd had sex or not. So it was good to know that they have had sex. And that night, it seemed like everyone had sex.
Everyone. I know. It was just like, it was the night for it in the villa.
Well, Kem and Amber seemed to have a lot of sex.
Yeah. And like, they tried to do it like everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Why did they sleep outside? I think it was the two of them that were sleeping outside.
They had slept outside because he was coupled up with Gabby.
No, but then they got recoupled. With
Georgia.
But then when they got maybe it was Montana and Alex. One couple that was coupled together slept outside. And I don't know why.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Also, I think it's really funny how they call it Nikki Beach when they sleep outside.
No. Have you been to Nikki Beach?
What'd you say?
Have you been to Nikki Beach?
I've been to it in Miami when I was like 18.
Yeah.
There's a few of them though, aren't there?
Yeah.
But yeah, I went to it in Miami and I thought it was really cool. Which I wasn't. So, and how we got, I think we like went in the back because I was only 18.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But anyway, that was very funny to me. The other thing that's crazy, like Amber's 20, like she could not go to Nikki Beach in the US technically.
Yeah. A lot of them are young.
Yeah.
Because I looked up Kem's age now and I think he's 27 now.
Now? Yeah, I think he's 21 in the villa. Yeah, I think that's right. It's so
which is crazy.
Crazy.
I'm like, he's only 27. I feel like because we're watching him right now, he should be like 40, but he's not.
From Romford. The other challenge was the dunk tank. That was a fun one too. I also once again liked that the girls didn't get dunked. It was just the guys.
Yeah, I felt like no one knew the answers to the questions. But to be fair, those are like really specific questions.
It also could be answered in a lot of different ways. So yeah, it was funny.
Like the thing that annoys me the most about you.
Too
like, I wouldn't even. I always, whenever they do these challenges, I'm always like, what would I say? Like, what would Seth say? They're not easy answers.
Yeah, I know. And also like in a relationship, it's just like, it's a spectrum of things, you know? It's like annoying to me when you do this or whatever. We haven't discussed Sam and Georgia at all. Do you think that's real? Or are they just both trying to stay?
Both trying to stay. I don't think they've talked about it. I think they're both like in their own heads pretending to be real. Maybe not Sam. Sam seems like he's pretty simple. He's just happy to be making out.
Sam, they're also happy for Sam to come back. And I'm just like, something about Sam is just not translating because I do not give a shit.
I think everyone thinks he's nice. Like, he seems like a really nice guy. So I'm sure everyone's like, he's so nice. He's whatever. And they kept saying that Sam is a laugh, which I'm like, are you laughing at him? Not with him. I think at him.
It's so funny how they use bantering as like, this is a joke. Like, in the heart rate challenge, I forget. Oh, when Liv got her own answer and she was like, this got to be bantering because she couldn't believe it was Kim.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like a funny phrase. I had never heard it before.
But they also use it for other things too. Like, you got to have banter. And I'm like, so you have to have chat, not jokes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it also just literally means a joke.
Liv and Chris have the most slang. It's hilarious. All right. Final thing we need to talk about. Kim and Chris and their view of parenting. As a parent, Callie, how did you feel about A, their refusal to change any nappies, assessment of the different phases for children's development and how entertaining they are?
Well, I would also say that they are children.
Yes.
We're watching, they're 20 years old. So maybe when I'm 20, I might have similar thoughts. Not changing a diaper. I actually know a lot of guys that don't change diapers.
Yeah. I mean, I think like most of the real husbands of Bravo don't change diapers.
Yeah. How?
I don't think it's right. I don't think that's okay.
Well, I just don't really understand why. It's not that.
Because I think it's gross.
Big of a deal. I mean, 90% of what kids do are gross. They pick their noses 24/7. They will spit on you. They'll pick up something off the floor of a bathroom at a train stop and eat it. Yep. Like, kids don't see. They lick things on planes. They don't understand.
You're germaphobe, like, so all these things really get to you.
Oh, horrible. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I don't get. I feel like it's like a power thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they think I don't change diapers. Not, it's gross, because everything's gross that kids do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't love it. Some women are totally fine. Just not. I think maybe some women think it's easier if I do it. I think that about a lot of things. But no, I feel like Seth changes. If he's home, he changes the same amount as I do. He probably changes more if we're both home, because he thinks you've done it when I'm not here.
Which is correct.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, correct, Seth.
Yeah.
I just thought it was really funny. Also, like, that they both really want to, like, have kids. I mean, not immediately. Yeah. But that's, like, really what they're, like, working towards. They're sort of, like, simple guys, which is, again, why I don't want them to get famous. Yeah. Keep it simple. Keep it simple, stupid.
I feel like based off their Instagrams, well, I know Kim is different than when you think. But from what I see from Chris's, he seems, like, pretty similar.
Okay, that's good. I mean, I guess he does have a strong family background, so maybe keep him grounded.
I love that.
Me too. He brings it up
often.
Yeah. He misses his family. Seems like he's, you know, really also, cares.
He had a simple life before. So.
Farmer.
Mm-hmm. So different than Farmer Will, though. But Farmer Will was kind of famous before he went on.
He was a farmer influencer, yeah. Who's now? I got to check in on them. He's in Australia now with Jesse.
I have not checked in on them, but I have seen them at the farm.
I got to check in on all of those couples. Well, I guess there's only a few remaining. There's four. Kynes, Nam, Lon. Ron and Lana.
Ron and Lana.
Jesse and
Will.
Will. And I think Tanya and Shaq.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're still together. Haven't seen on Reddit they broke up.
Yeah. So
Fuck, that's four. Fucking that's Sammy and good. Tom. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. Sammy and Tom. Someone else broke up, right?
Liv and Max. Who cares? I despise Liv.
And Casey and whatever her name is.
That didn't barely count it. Of course. That was not going to happen. Casey and Rosie. Who cares? I hate Casey too.
It's so crazy. I remember more from the season before.
I guess people in
general. Did you watch season 8 or no?
No, but I heard a lot about it. Maybe I will. I understand why people didn't like season 10 now, or season 9, after just watching
compared
this
to this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These people are just way more fun and likable and, like, good personalities. They're not... Clearly, the people now have a much, much more sense of, like, how being on the show can change your life. And so they approach it that way. These people
but
clearly...
But you know what's interesting?
What?
I agree with you. I think from season like maybe 6, for sure 7, 8, 9. They know 7, 8, 9 for sure, maybe 6. They know how this can change their life. I'm sure every single person goes on the show to get famous. And a lot of them come off and say that. Like, I did come on the show to like, you know, raise my social, whatever. They're pretty honest about it now. But like some of them found love on the show and they're just like, I wasn't expecting that, blah, 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 whatever. But it's interesting because seasons 3, probably 2, I just haven't watched it, but 3, 4, and 5 are way more famous.
Right, way more popular. It's like the height of the show.
So I'm like, don't you see that the people that go on and are actually themselves are the people that resonate the most with fans, and that's why they get famous?
Yeah. I think that's kind of like, I was thinking Chris is a lot funnier and I think smarter, but kind of reminds me of Tyler Cameron in that way, where I'm just like, Tyler was really focused on family. And just, like, people, like, fucking fell for him. And that could, like, never happen again. That's just partially because of who Tyler was. I mean, I'm forever. Tyler should have been on Love Island. He would have been better on that show than The Bachelor.
Oh, my God. He would have done very well.
Gotta check in on him, too. I love Tyler forever.
But I think the same thing for, like, Housewives. You can tell when a housewife comes on and, like, is trying to be famous.
Yeah. Like, Carol Rathwell by the end of her tenure.
Oh, you thought she was?
Yeah, by the end, yeah. She was just, like, getting in fights all the time.
Huh. Interesting. Well, also, with that cast, I could see it happening a lot.
We'll see what happens with the new New York cast. All right, people, we got 2 more episodes. I cannot believe it. Monday, 43 to 47, and then next Thursday, the big finale, 49 to 51. Mm. Then we're taking a week off, and then it's time for Bachelor season. But also Love Island season 10. Woo!
Yeah. Wait, what's the date of Bachelor premiere?
I think June 26th. I'm going to look at my calendar right now.
Oh, so I think it's the same week that we get Love Island.
Yeah, it's going to be huge for us. Yeah, June 26th. After the NBA draft.
We get Love Island.
I think the
June 19th. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Thank you, as always, to Jade Whaley and Chris and Liv. I love you.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.